Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin Radlin here from Lighthouse Christian Church, and we are so glad that you joined us today. Welcome to the podcast. That's right. This is the Turn the Light On podcast and program here on 91.5 FM. It's also located on our website at ourlighthouse.net, and we like to just bring a topic to the table and just begin to discuss everyday life. And how the Bible applies to that, and how we can actually see you begin to grow and mature and become all that God's called you to be in your life. And we're growing and maturing as well here on the program. And today I've got a special guest with me on the program, and it is my wife, Lisa Radlin.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me here today.
Yeah, we like to just build you up and get you into a place where you can actually experience all that God has for you in your life, and you can see incredible increase from the Word of God and all the different things in life that are, you know, coming at us. I mean, let's face it, we're in a spiritual battle in this world, and we need all that we can from the Word of God to win in this life's battle and to be successful in all that we do for the Lord. So we want to just take a moment and welcome each of you to the program as well, and we hope that you enjoy this topic. So what's our topic today, Lisa?
What are you seeing?
What are you seeing?
So I'm going to start with a story that I heard many years ago. It was about two shoe salesmen that were sent to a village to scope out the area to see if there'd be an opportunity to sell shoes. When they got there, the first shoe salesman called the distribution center and said, "Cancel the order. No one here wears shoes." And the other shoe salesman called the distribution center and said, "Triple the order. No one here wears shoes." There was two people at the same place, but both had a different perspective. So what I'm asking is, are you seeing opportunity or are you seeing obstacles?
That's so good. You know, that can really apply to a lot of different areas of our lives. Are you seeing opportunity or are you seeing obstacles? Because, I mean, I can look at life and I can show you all the obstacles in my life, but taking those obstacles and actually swinging them around and allowing God to use them to become opportunities in our lives, that's a powerful thing to learn and to be able to do in your everyday walk with the Lord and in your walk in life. It's your job. I mean, you're going to have obstacles every day at your job, at your house, with your family, with people. Anytime there's people, you're going to have an obstacle.
We have opportunities to share the gospel with people, and we need to see people as Jesus sees them. Allow the Holy Spirit to guide you and give you wisdom and direction on how to reach people for the Lord. And don't allow the enemy to keep you from reaching out to others with the love of Jesus. He'll give you the words to say. He'll give you words of knowledge even to speak over someone. So are you going to be ready when God opens the opportunity for you?
Yeah, I love that phrase, don't allow the enemy to keep you from reaching out to others with the love of Jesus. And, you know, when I look at my own life, so many times I've backed down in a moment where I've maybe felt a prompting from the Lord to go and talk to someone or share something with them. And I've looked at them and I've said, well, they're the boss or they're somebody. Who am I to approach them in this situation? But if I'm being nudged by the Lord, maybe I need to start crossing those boundaries, taking a walk over that chicken line is what I like to call it. You know, I did a sermon one time called Crossing the Chicken Line. We've got to step over that line of fear. And the fear of man is one of the biggest fears that are out there. What are people going to think about me? What are they going to do? What are they going to say? What are they going to say about me after I walk away? Are they going to receive what I have to say? Or are they going to reject what I have to say? There's just so many obstacles. But, you know, I think so many times we miss the opportunities because we allow the obstacles to speak louder than the potential opportunity that's there. So
if you start asking the Lord before you go out for the day, like this is what I've been doing lately, is saying, Lord, I want to be your hands and feet today. Help me reach others through your wisdom and knowledge. Direct me to the right person and what to say. And it's amazing because if you start listening for the opportunities, people sure. will basically tell you what's going on. Like, how are you doing today? Oh, my back is killing me. Oh, my shoulder hurts. Oh, I'm about to have surgery. Then right then you could go, oh, wow.
Can't get the bills paid today.
Oh, wow. Sorry to hear that. Have a good day. You know, hope you do better. You could say that, or you could say, oh, wow, your shoulder's hurting. Well, would it be all right if I pray for you? Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, most of the time people are willing to receive that healing. A lot of times it is hard though if you're like working and talking to a cashier and there's a long line of people behind you.
Yeah.
At that point
you have
could,
to be sensitive.
You can kind of slip them your phone number and say, "Hey, I would love to talk to you later. You know, I really feel like God's,
have a little
God
card
wants to
you heal carry
you
or something.
And if you want to give me a call, you know, I'd love to pray with you or that type of thing because you can't really, you know, hold up the line while you're praying for people. But I mean, how do we get ready? I think the best way to get ready is by seeking God with your whole heart all of the time.
Yeah, so good.
What about in our health? Did you receive a negative report from the doctor? Do you see that as an obstacle or an opportunity? I think it's a little of both. It may be an obstacle because you get this report and you're just like, what do I have to do? Oh my gosh, you know. But it's also an opportunity to stand on the promises of God and proclaim the truth of the Word of God over our life. It's like a runner when they're running over hurdles. Those hurdles are obstacles, but they have to jump over those hurdles until they can continue pressing on until they cross the finish line. So the Word of God is what helps strengthen us to leap over those obstacles. And there's some scriptures that you can just confess over yourself, and that will help strengthen you and help you proclaim the Word of God over your life.
Well, I like what you said there. It says an obstacle is an opportunity to stand on the promises of God and to proclaim the truth of the Word of God over your life. But one of the biggest factors in that statement, as you were saying it, that I looked at, and I was just like, well, what does that really entail? It means that you have to know what the promises of God are in your life. You have to know what the truth is so that you can proclaim the truth over your situation. And that takes certain disciplines. You know, I always, you know, people hate that word, you know, discipline. But what are disciples? Disciples are disciplined ones, people who are seeking after the things of God in their life. And I think that's where we need to be. We need to begin to seek the Lord. We need to begin to go after all that He has for us in our lives. And we need to know what those promises are so that when the obstacles do come and the situations arise for us to share or speak over or have an influence over people, their situations, and their circumstances, we're ready for that. And
I think that also, like, we have opportunities every day. Like, a lot of times when you get off of work, you're tired, and a lot of times you just want to kick your feet up on a recliner chair, turn the TV on, and just zone out and watch TV. You have an opportunity to do that, or you actually have the opportunity to turn on some worship music, pull up your Bible and say, Lord, this was such an amazing day. Do you have something you want to speak to me about today?
Sure.
Let me open
so
up the
good.
Bible and just let me just finish my day with you, focusing on you. I mean, throughout the day, you should be communing with God. He's your best friend. He's with you everywhere you go. But just take that time to get a nugget from the Word of God and start meditating on it.
Yeah, I think that we have to know the Word. The Word is important. It strengthens us. It gives us the ability to move past the obstacles in our life. It gives us the ability to move forward in that. So what would be some good scriptures maybe for somebody who's dealing with a physical ailment or different things like that? Let's throw a few out there for you guys so that you can maybe take a note of the reference and go back and study these if you're dealing with something in your life.
How about Psalm 41:3? The Lord supports, will sustain, refresh, and strengthen me on my sickbed. He completely heals me from all my illness.
That's good.
Isaiah 54:17. No weapon, sickness is a weapon of the enemy, formed against me shall prosper. This is my heritage as a servant of the Lord.
That is so good. I mean, as I look at these scriptures, it builds in me a little bit of faith. It says, the Lord supports me on my sickbed. I'm not the one that has to do it. You know, it's saying God will do that for me. He is the one who will completely heal me from my illness. So I think so many times we look at to ourselves and we're thinking, man, I got to produce. I got to make something happen.
All we need is a mustard seed of faith.
Yeah, just a little bit.
And that's all it takes to move a mountain.
I also looked at Isaiah 54:17. It says, no weapon, you know, sickness is a weapon of the enemy. You said that. And, you know, we're in a spiritual battle. We're in a war. And it says, no weapon that is formed against you will prosper, but it doesn't say a weapon won't be formed against you.
Right.
So we've got to remember that we are in a battle. There are things that are going on around us that we're going to have to know the word of God. We're going to have to be able to stand on it. And these obstacles we can move through them, over them, around them. We can even squash them on our way through. But if we don't know the word, it's because you got to look back at Psalm 41:3. It's the Lord supports.
Right.
His word brings the victory. It's not something that we can do within ourselves. So a lot of you guys that are out there, you're listening today, you're thinking, I've got to do this and I've got to do that. If I would just read my Bible more, if I would just pray more. No, you've got to just trust the Lord with all your heart. You've got to get in faith. You've got to know what the word says, and then you've got to believe it, and then trust God to perform what he says he'll do in his word.
And remember, it's not God that puts sickness on people. He says, beloved, I wish above all that you will prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. We, as a parent, wouldn't try and put sickness or illness or try and hurt our own children.
Right.
And sickness comes from the enemy. In 1 John 5:14-15, it says, now this is the confidence that I have in him, that if I ask anything according to his will, he hears me. Remember, sickness is not his will. And if I know that he hears me, whatever I ask, I know that I have the petitions that I have asked of him.
Yeah, I love that because it says, ask anything according to his will. Well, how do we know what God's will is in our life? We have to get in the word. We have to spend time with him. If I want to know what your will is, then I have to spend time with you. I have to understand you, and I have to get to know you so that I can see what it is that you like, you dislike, you don't want, you do want in your life. And I think that's one of the key things that we're trying to encourage people literally all the time on this program, is that you need to get that Bible out. You need to start reading it for yourself, and you need to develop a personal relationship with the real Jesus, not the idea of Jesus, not religion, but Jesus of Nazareth.
Yes.
The Lord Jesus Christ wants to have a relationship with you. And it's not a relationship with philosophy. It's a relationship with the person of Jesus himself, and the person of our Heavenly Father, and the person of the Holy Spirit. All three of them are beckoning and giving you the opportunity through the blood of Jesus to enter into their presence and spend time with them at any given moment. And then you can know their will. And in doing that, you can know that he hears you whenever you ask, and whatever you ask, if you ask it in accordance with his will, he will perform that and bring that to pass in your life.
And these are so good to speak over yourself. Make them personal. Proverbs 4:20-22 says, I give attention to God's word. I incline my ear to his sayings. I do not let them depart from my eyes. I keep them in the midst of my heart, for they are life and health to my flesh. So that just shows that the word of God speaking and declaring over your life and keeping it before your heart, getting it in your heart, brings life. It produces life.
Yeah.
It's like watering a seed. When a seed is planted and you're watering it with the word of God, you're helping that seed to grow. You're building your faith, and it causes you to flourish. And in Deuteronomy 3:22, it says, I do not fear, for the Lord my God himself fights for me. So that's another scripture.
God's fighting for you. If you're dealing with a sickness in your body, we want you to know today that God is fighting for you. He hasn't made you sick. He's not trying to teach you a lesson. I think all that's garbage. God is fighting this battle with you, but you have a part to play in this, and that is to trust God and to have faith in God and His Word in your situations.
What about financial obstacles? In 2 Corinthians 9:8, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. Do you see what it says? All sufficiency, all things, all times.
Yeah, so that's a all kind of word.
Yes, it's amazing because God wants to bless us. And in Proverbs 10:22, it says, the blessing of the Lord makes rich and he adds no sorrow with it. How about Ephesians 3:20? Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than we could ask or think, according to the power at work within us. So that means that we play a part in this. We have to stand in faith and trust and believe God, but we confess the word of God and hold on to his promises, and he will do far more abundantly above anything we could ask or think.
Yeah, I love that it says that the power is already at work within us. And that's Christ in you, the hope of glory.
I've got the power.
Right.
Amen.
And God is trying to show you that it's him in you that gives you the victory.
Yes, through
Jesus. It's not you doing it, but it's you trusting him, and through you, he is using you to bring these things to pass. And, you know, we're talking about financial obstacles. There's tons of different obstacles that people can face financially. I've seen mountains of medical bills, and we saw God deliver us from that. You know, when I got sick a while back, I think our medical bills were over $900,000. And a lot of that was covered through some insurance that we got literally 5 days. We got that insurance before I got sick.
It's like, will you take $10 a month for the rest of our lives and our children's lives and our grandchildren's lives?
And they just waived a lot of it too, you know. But God is able to break through what you see as a mountain. God sees it as a grain of sand.
He turns mountains into miracles. In Philippians 4:19, it says, my God shall supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. It doesn't say he will supply some needs. It says every need.
It says all your needs.
All of my needs.
You know, and you know, what does that entail? What are some of the different needs that people might be facing out there today? Maybe your car
physical
payment's
needs,
late. Maybe you're sick. Maybe you're
financial
dealing with stuff.
Needs. They need groceries. They need money for their bills.
Yeah.
God's got it.
You know, maybe you need relational things too. You know, maybe you're lonely. Maybe you need God to show up and show you his love and show you his friendship and take away your depression.
You need to
take away your anxiety.
Into groups.
There's different things. And that's where the church comes in. I think a lot of people are really missing the boat on not going to church. There's such a great community there here at Lighthouse Church. We have such a powerful community of people that are all coming together. I mean, we've done
almost every day of the week you could come to church and do
something. There's something going on. There's
go to
classes.
A Bible study or a class.
Yeah, I think it would be a powerful thing if you need some community and you're lonely, you need to come to church. Come hang out. Well, I don't go to church. I've been hurt by the church. Well, we just talked about that.
Get over
on
it.
On the program.
Forgive and
you
move
know,
on.
Forgive, move on, and come on over. You know, if you don't have a church, come over to ours. If you have a church, get back to yours. It's not about getting you to come to Lighthouse. It's about getting you plugged into the kingdom and flourishing and under a community of believers and fellowshipping and seeing God do incredible things in your life through you.
Luke 6:38 says, give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your lap. For with whatever measure you use it, it will be measured back to you.
Sure. I mean, we're talking about what are you seeing? And, you know, when you look at it, there's so many different perspectives that you can take. And we're basically saying this. We need you to take God's perspective. Not the world's perspective, not the enemy's perspective. You don't want Satan's perspective. You know, you want God's perspective. If you're having marriage problems, don't go to the person who's been, you know, divorced five times and expect them to give you a good perspective.
And don't go on Facebook.
They're not seeing it the right way.
Don't go on Facebook and say, okay, just I'm asking for a friend. My husband did this, this, and this, and this. What do you think I should do?
Yeah, we all know it's you.
Obviously. And it's
don't
like,
do that.
It's not the time to air your dirty laundry and let everyone know that you're having issues. And I just need a prayer for my husband because he did this, this, and this, you know. And it's like, okay, well, let's bash our husband on Facebook. No, you know, it's okay to have a friend that you could have a confident conversation with and say, hey, will you pray with me and agree
sure.
with prayer? I need a prayer and agreement. But to put it on Facebook for the world to see so everyone can comment and say, oh, he's a jerk. Oh, yeah, kick him to the curb. That type of thing.
Well, it all comes back to Philippians 4:19 that you just quoted. It says, my God will supply all of your needs, every need of yours, according to his riches and glory. Where? In Christ Jesus. And we say that a lot here at Lighthouse Church, but are you in Christ today? If you're listening to the program and you're trying to do it in your own strength, you're going to be tired. You're going to be exhausted by the end of it. But if you will allow Jesus, you know, in you to actually walk you through these circumstances and situations that you're in, and you begin to see things the way he sees things, then you will begin to walk in victory in everything that you do. Because what are you seeing? A lot of you are seeing the wrong perspectives because you've been programmed by the world system. You've been looking at things from a different perspective than God's.
The world's view instead of God's view.
You need to get a Christ in you worldview. And then in him, you can do all things through Christ who gives you the strength.
It's so important to set your mind and heart in the right perspective, which is on the things of the Lord. Get a vision and press towards the calling that God has for you, and don't allow anything to distract you from the amazing plans that God has for you. Keep running that race. Keep hopping over those hurdles. Keep trusting in God and moving over into the calling that he has for you.
Yeah, it's powerful, guys. So we hope you're enjoying the topic today. We're going to take just a quick break, hear from a few of our sponsors, but the bottom line is this: what are you seeing and how are you seeing things? Let's come back and talk about that here in just a moment.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you.
Joyful. Yeah. Joyful. Today.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am.
What's going on, everybody? Pastor Kevin here with God's Rock. Just wanted to let you know that Friday the 13th, we're going to be in Cocoa Village. We're bringing in hard rock band The Protest with special guest Marshall Huffman. Friday, October the 13th. That's right, Friday the 13th. We're going to rock the hell out of you at the Community Activity Center located at 215 Oak Street in Cocoa, Florida, right in the traffic circle there at Cocoa Village. Come on down. It's free admission. Showtime is 7 p.m. You don't want to miss The Protest. For more information, go to 321-749-7234 or look us up at godsrock.life. That's godsrock.life. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, it's Pastor Kevin Radlin, my wife Lisa Radlin here with us today, and we're talking about what are you seeing? It's really more like, how are you seeing? Are you looking at things with the right perspective? Are you seeing things in a positive manner, like that shoe salesman that said, "Hey, nobody has shoes. This is the greatest opportunity ever." Or are you looking at things with a negative mindset? Okay, we could do a whole show
on the key right
negative
there.
Mindsets. Right. And, you know, let's just wrap this up. Why don't you read this scripture in Colossians? Let's talk a little bit about that.
This is Colossians 3, 1 through 4 in the Amplified. "Therefore, if you have been raised with Christ to a new life, sharing in his resurrection from the dead, keep seeking the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind and keep focus habitually on the things above, the heavenly things, not on things in the earth, which have only temporal value. For you died to this world, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then shall you also appear with him in glory."
Yeah, powerful. See, the first thing I see when you read this scripture is this: therefore, if you have been raised with Christ, have you out there, those of you who are listening, been raised in the newness of life in Christ to a new life, sharing in his resurrection from the dead? If you haven't, that's the first step. You know, you've got to get to where you are seeing life with Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So give your life to Christ today. Just stop what you're doing. Just say a simple prayer. You really don't even need to pray. You just need to believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, and then, you know, confess it with your mouth. Go tell somebody that, "Hey, I just believed in Jesus today," and you'll be saved. But then he says, begin to seek those things which are above, not the things of this life, but seeking heavenly things where Jesus is seated. Set your mind on things habitually. Get in the Word. Begin to pray. Listen to tapes. Listen to, you know, YouTube videos and different people. Yeah, I caught myself when I said that.
listen to
teaching any way that you
podcast,
online, whatever, and allow God to begin to renew your mind so that you will begin to see things without that negative mindset.
Don't be negative. In his presence. Get worship music on. Allow the peace of God that surpasses all understanding to rule and reign in your heart, and then you will see things the way God sees them.
And when you see things the way God sees them, then you're seeing things the right way. Okay, guys, we hope you enjoyed the program today. Thanks again for tuning in to Turn the Light On, and we'll see you next time here on the program.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Marylawn, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.